Good evening. My name is Rachel Kura, and I stand before you as a testimony of God's grace and of His faithfulness in getting me through college. I truly believe that faithful is He that calls you who also will do it. Praise the Lord, I got saved when I was 21 years old in the room next door. There was a lady called Melody Ringwald that I was doing a Bible study with, and we went through the A study. And I remember I went through that whole study thinking that, yeah, I agree. But it was all the head knowledge. Until the end of the night, I really believed that I was a sinner in need of a saviour and on my way to hell. That night, I repented of my sins and placed my faith in the Lord Jesus Christ's salvation. And that was the 7th of May, 2008. I completed the A to Z study, and then I began some evening courses on a Tuesday night to further my knowledge of the Bible. I began some evening courses after that, and some part-time courses, sorry. And then almost halfway through the year of 2012, I believed the Lord was speaking to me about going full-time. At the time, I ignored the call. I really didn't want to go to Bible college full-time, and I really just ignored it. I was rebelling against the Lord's call. Two things I remember happened that time. I was speaking to Jason, and that's my brother, and I was telling him how I had all these concerns about going to college full-time, and I said to him, one of the concerns was, I'm going to hate it. When the pressure gets on, I'm just of the exams and everything, I'm going to wish that I wasn't there. And I remember Jason just looked over at me and he said, do you think it's God's will? And I said, yeah, I do think it's God's will. And he said to me, then how could you possibly think you're going to hate it and you're not going to get through it if it's God's will? And I remember just thinking in my head, yeah, as a child of God, I should want to be in the center of God's will. And if it's God's will for me to be at college, that's where I ought to be. So, another thing that happened that was that the Lord used to speak to me was Pastor West Senior was here preaching on a Sunday night, the week of the graduation meetings. And I remember he preached about being honest with God. And I realized that Monday that thought was just going through my head about being honest with God. And I remember that I recall that I wasn't being honest with God in that I wasn't surrendering to go full time. But I finally did, thank God, after that. And I said to the Lord, I asked the Lord to confirm it if it was His will for me to be at college full time, just so that I didn't have any doubts. That week I was in the Word and just reading, and I remember I got to 2 Corinthians 29:11, and that was the verse that really confirmed to me that it's the Lord's will to serve Him by going through to college full time. And then He reconfirmed in another verse, so that was a blessing. So in 2013 I went to college full time, thank God. I think I just repeated myself. I don't know. Okay, I love the chapel messages at college, and college was actually a challenge and a blessing at the same time. They continually reminded me about why I was at college and kept my focus on the Lord. The challenges that I found at college were the three subjects. Specifically, it was English, Greek, and thesis were the hardest for me. And through these struggles, I learned a lot about my flesh, which was quite discouraging. But then I also learned a lot about God's mercy in spite of us. And overall, I wouldn't take back any of my years of college, and I praise the Lord for the opportunity and the privilege to be there. And to sit under faithful men and women that have so much experience and knowledge in the work of the Lord and are just faithful servants of God. It's been a blessing. And I praise the Lord for the sacrifice of each one of these men and women of God. And I praise the Lord also for Christian parents that are just an encouragement. And I praise the Lord for a faithful mother that prays. And I really believe God blessed her in saving three of her children and her husband, and really continues to bless her and her family. I praise the Lord for his faithfulness once again, and give him all the glory and honour that is due to his name in getting me through college. And I just ask you to pray for me that I'll continue to just, that I will be faithful and just be obedient to the calling of God.